60 Years of Global Impact, The Voice in the Wilderness with Club MIT, Crossview, and APM. From the Western Prairie, God raised up a servant who, never marrying, would commit his life to the gospel work. J. Royce Thomason, a young soldier preacher, stepped out of World War II to travel the world assisting missionaries. Soon friends began requesting updates of the mission work. So, while in Birmingham, England, Brother Royce penned the first edition of The Voice in the Wilderness. After riding the saddle alone for more than 50 years, Brother Royce called a fellow cowboy to saddle up in service with The Voice. In 2006, Dr. Thomason joined the heavenly ranks, passing the baton to Dr. Ronnie Williamson and family to continue contending for fundamental Christianity and American freedoms. The roadway of ministry is often dangerous, but in his will, serving from the halls of Congress to foreign lands has been filled by teaching moments, forged friendships, and preaching the word, all being shared through the printed edition of The Voice in the Wilderness. In the early years, Brother Royce used his dentistry skills to establish medical clinics in India, meeting both physical and spiritual needs. Through Friends of The Voice, orphanages were assisted and church buildings raised. Brother Ronnie has continued with the evangelistic preaching and pastoral training started by Brother Royce. As they say in India after a baptism, hallelujah for what God has allowed us to be a part of in India. Whether city churches or the jungle ministry established by Sophie Muller, The Voice in the Wilderness publication has chronicled its extensive ministry efforts throughout Venezuela for over 50 years, using ESL classes as an evangelistic tool, preaching, souls saved, churches established, buildings raised, children's Bible classes, or Christian camping ministry. The power of God has been evidenced as The Voice has served alongside the local pastor in reaching Venezuela for Christ. How blessed to worship with believers in the Philippines while standing on the good old King James Bible. It is such an honor to fellowship with some of God's most choicest servants as they gather for a time of refreshing around His Word away from the dangers of Muslim radicalism and satanic evils that seek to destroy God's work daily. Through Friends of the Voice, we were able to present many pastors from the Philippines and Indonesia with new King James Bibles. Several testified of never having received a more precious gift. To God be the glory. America, our homeland, together we serve. How precious is God's local church and what a privilege it is to minister alongside through teaching, preaching, pastors' retreats, ladies' meetings, children's Bible classes, and soul winning. Brother Ronnie, his wife Terry, with Steve, Rebecca, and Abby Noel Lilly represent the opportunities the Lord provides through The Voice in the Wilderness. Together, much is accomplished through the abilities God has given them, not only on the foreign field, but also in the home office, continuing the publishing of The Voice in the Wilderness publications. A multifaceted ministry forging ahead by providing the same strong biblical voice in print and now online for mobile and desktop users. This unique publication stands out in an ever-changing world for its advertisement-free, margin-to-margin preaching that reaches over 10,000 in print and countless digitally worldwide, with each publication standing on top for 60 years, standing on the King James Bible. Providing needful resources, whether studying the Book of Revelation, reading of Sophie Muller's jungle ministry in Venezuela, or searching for God's wisdom concerning sensitive subjects such as suicide or cremation, for 60 years, The Voice has stood and printed the whole counsel of God. God commands each believer to study to show thyself approved. As you read The Voice in the Wilderness, read to grow, read to be challenged. God's mind on divorce and remarriage, the evil days, the lake of fire, current news. I love America. Sensitive issues such as education and suicide. In a world dominated by liberal ideology and churches catering to worldly devices, we need you. If you stand, to stand with 60 years of solid ministry, ministry through the printed and preached Word of God. Stand with us by praying, reading The Voice in the Wilderness, subscribing to weekly emails, and utilizing resources found on the website. Give offerings to support special projects, and financially supporting the ministry monthly. Are you standing on top the old paths? Stand with The Voice in the Wilderness.
I'm a missionary.
Thank you for making a global impact by partnering with The Voice in the Wilderness.